Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. Say that three times real fast. That's the Reverend John Harrison, CFP. That's the name on the book. Also, Fighting Back, that's his novel, which is awesome. John, thanks again for being here. John Harrison, folks, is here. And, John, I need your website, please.
It's aspirefa.com, A-S-P-I-R-E-F-A.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And John, as I say, is a certified financial planner. John, we got this pandemic concern. I don't think we actually technically could call it a pandemic right now. It hasn't. It's getting close. But it's on every continent except Antarctica, they say, but there's nothing but penguins down there anyway, and some researchers, so I don't think that's a big deal. But it is on every continent. It's in dozens and dozens of countries. I think the Italy, the deaths in Italy have gotten people kind of scared. Iran's lost a bunch of folks. Things have settled down in China a little bit, apparently. But the stock market has gone nuts, and it's lost I don't know how many percent over the last few days. Is this an example, John, of I hate to sound cynical and crass, but is this an example of a profit taking by the casino, the Ponzi scheme folks on Wall Street? I mean, hasn't the stock market been overvalued for a long time, and haven't they just been looking for any reason to sell off and kind of reset things?
That's interesting because there's so many variables in that hypothesis. It's hard for me to know for sure, but this I do know, that a lot of this is driven by large institutional stockholders, not by the average person. Most people aren't in their 401ks.
The 401ks are just like they were probably.
Yeah, it's the institutional investors who are always chasing the best performers, who are trying to stay ahead of the market, that drive a lot of these big swings that overcompensate for the news.
And aren't a lot of those sales algorithm driven? If the volatility index goes down 1 point, we do nothing. If it goes down 0.2 of a point, you know, we sell off 3% of our stock or whatever. The machines do it, and nobody has
exactly.
to touch it.
Exactly. And so these things sort of become self-generating because as each new milestone is passed, it triggers more selling. And, it's been that way for a while. I mean, way back in 87, the huge crash, which is the biggest one percentage-wise we've ever had, was driven by a lot of that. And now it's even more so in terms of how that works. I look at the virus this way. Yes, it's a potentially bad thing. But it's funny how we react emotionally to things. In this country alone, never mind the whole world, in this country alone, we have averaged between 12,000 and 61,000 deaths each year since 2010 from the flu.
I reported that twice already this today. I completely agree with you. Thank you. And there's no cure for flu either.
No. And most people don't give it a second thought because we have experience with it. Most of us have had it, and we haven't died. So it doesn't make us filled with terror. Mm-hmm. Something new comes along. We don't know exactly how it's going to work, and everybody panics. And the markets, I think, were a little slow to strike to price this in.
Right.
I think it wasn't until Apple said, hey, this is going to affect our quarterly results because we make the iPhone over in China. People said, oh, this affects supply chain issues. And now they're starting to work through and figure, oh, well, this business, I mean, there are car manufacturers who have shut down production lines because they can't get their parts that are made in China.
That's
and so
the
on
thing.
And so forth.
We haven't structured our world around a world with coronavirus. I mean, it's possible 3 years from now, we'll have coronavirus everywhere. People will die from it everywhere. But because it's become part of our world and we've learned how to deal with it, it won't be any more of a thing than the flu. Right? I mean, the flu is everywhere. The flu is in every continent. People die. 500,000 people die around the world from the flu every year.
Yes. And
so we're going through potential. Now, I mean, this thing does is a little different. Currently the mortality rate is double the flu rate. It is very virulent. Apparently it does last longer on a surface than maybe something else. We don't know what to do about it quite. It's new. And it might even be a weaponized thing. So we're reacting to the unknown, aren't we?
Yeah. I look at it like I looked, if anybody remembers the Y2K thing. It could have been a huge problem. It turned out not to be. And I was advising people then, prepare just in case. Don't go nuts. Don't panic. Don't have a heart attack over it. But take some precautions in case there turn out to be power grid issues.
Well, and you're right. And John, the thing is we did that. I was reporting on that on the show back in 98, 99.
Yeah.
We did prepare for that. We got busy. People, corporations and businesses, I was recommending that you make sure your computers have an eight digit coordinate number, numbers in it. And people did that. They bought new computers. So when Y2K rolled around, it was a non-event, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I'm approaching this kind of the same way. Prepare as if, hey, you could be stuck at home for 14 days while you're quarantined and you'll need cleaning supplies to bleach some things. But this could be turn out to be a lot of, not very much more than a bad flu season as well. And we had to play it by ear because none of us know what the future will be, but we shouldn't panic over it.
Well done. AspireFA.com, that's John's website. He and I will come back after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.